Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha and another Brian, Brian Smith, Hardin County Clerk. Good morning.
Good morning, Quixie Nation. How are you all this morning?
Doing great. So today is the first day that people are able to vote in some fashion.
That's correct. Today is the first day of in-person absentee voting. And we'll be doing that today, tomorrow, and Friday, and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week.
Okay. And that is there. You have to have an excuse for that.
You have to have an excuse. You don't need a note from your mother.
but your doctor.
Or your doctor. So by law, if you have difficulty voting due to age, illness, or disability, or if you'll be absent during the regular days of voting, then you qualify. And people always ask us, what does that mean, age, illness, or disability? It's not defined in the law, so it is up to the voter to decide if their age, their illness, or their disability prohibits them from voting on election day.
Okay.
And we come in. We're doing it right now at the clerk's office. Before coming over here today, I've already issued a couple of ballots. We've had a couple of early voters coming in, and I'm excited about that. I love to see it when we open the polls and people are waiting to vote.
Yeah. So this, if you have an excuse, say you're going to be out of town or you're a college student and you're in town, those are reasons that you can vote.
Absolutely. Our college students, our military, a lot of times our military, they may be, if this is your home of record, but you're planning, they're going to send you TDY somewhere next week, we want you to vote. We also encourage women who are in their third trimester of pregnancy to go ahead and come in and vote, because babies come when babies come.
That's right.
I have four children and none of them were born on their due dates.
Okay, so we've got the absentee voting, the excused absentee voting. But what is next after that?
So after the absentee, the in-person excused absentee, then we have early voting. Those are the 3 days of voting that were added during the pandemic, and they are now enshrined in law. And so we have the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday before the election. That's May 11th, 12th, and 13th. 8 a.m. to 4:30. You can do it at the clerk's office where we've always done it, but we've also doubled our capacity and you'll be able to do it at Colvin Community Center.
Okay.
And so those folks who are living and working in northern Hardin County, our folks from Hardin County who are working at Fort Knox, be great for you to just zip off post, go vote, and be right back to work.
All right. And then the actual election day, that is the next option.
Election day is Tuesday, May 16th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We've got 10 locations scattered around the county. These are the same 10 locations that we saw in November of last year. They're going to be listed on our Facebook page, and we'll ask you all to share that information as well. And this is like what we've been doing lately, where you can go to any location. We'll go to which location is most convenient for you.
And that's something that's still a change for some people. It's hard to, when we were used to voting the way we did at, you know, our polling location at our district, or our precinct. But now anybody can vote anywhere in the county.
Yes. And I love it. It's working. Voters seem to really, really love it. I know there are a lot of folks who are traditionalists and miss going to their local precinct. I kind of miss that myself. I lived within walking distance of my precinct. I could walk over to Morningside Elementary School and cast my vote. But the cost of election equipment has made that prohibitive for us. But we will have expanded locations for our next round of voting. But we believe we'll be able to serve our voters with the 10 that we're using this May.
Okay, so let's talk about the locations.
Sure. We've got North Hardin High School, Pritchard Community Center, John Hardin High School, East Hardin Middle School, James T. Alton Middle School, Lincoln Trail Elementary School, Lakewood Elementary School, Creekside Elementary School, West Point, the school building, the old school building at West Point, and West 84th Fire Department.
Okay. And what are we voting for in this primary?
So these
election?
Are our statewide constitutional officers. And in a primary, if you're new to Kentucky, Kentucky is a closed primary state, which means you must be a registered Republican to vote in the Republican primary or a registered Democrat to vote in the Democrat primary. And the deadline to change your party affiliation was last December. And so I kind of hope we'll move that date at some point, but that's the law. And so whenever you were registered, you can't switch your party and change last minute to vote in a new party. If you're unsure of how you're registered, you can go to govoteky.com, and all of the information about locations, times, and everything is right there at govoteky.com.
And the voting locations, all that, anything you need to know,
that,
really.
You can actually get the sample ballot. There are only the contested races are appearing on the sample ballot. Kentucky is only one of three states that is voting on its statewide elections this year. It makes us special. It makes us unique. And we're doing everything we can to promote participation, regardless of your party affiliation.
All right. And tell us that website one more time where people can find out the details.
GoVoteKY.com. And you can also visit the Hardin County Clerk's Facebook page.
All right. Brian Smith, Hardin County Clerk, thanks for coming in and explaining the voting process to
us. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
And we are Quixie 98.3.